This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom and Anthony today. John, the 16th chapter. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God. And they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. Today, we're going to talk about persecution. Oh, yes. Jesus did not promise us only that the blind would see and the deaf would hear and the dumb would speak. He did not only promise us that. He said, when you go into one town after another, when they persecute you, shake the dust off your feet and go to another and preach the gospel. Have our church become so wishy-washy that we're not worthy of persecution. I tell you, when the early church began, there was great persecution. Oh, yes, especially from the Jewish people, because Jesus is the fulfillment, the flower of Judaism. Oh, yes, there was persecution. Have we become so namby-pamby that everyone accepts us? I tell you, if that's the thing that's happened, we're not preaching the gospel. We preach Christ Jesus and Him crucified. And for us to carry our cross and to know the power of the resurrection. We cannot become wishy-washy. We need to be who we were when we were called by Jesus Christ. Not only that Catholics are the most numerous religion in the United States, so what? How many of us would endure persecution? That's a question. Not that we are the greatest of the number, but how many of us would endure persecution? We have been raised on bonbons. Oh, and they're so sweet. When persecution comes, Jesus said, how many of these will hold out to the end? That's a question. That's a question. Persecution is a fruit that we are following the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was not a person that made people happy after his resurrection. They persecuted the apostles. They stoned Stephen. How many of us are worthy of persecution? How many of us would endure if persecution came? Let me tell you a story about me. We had been saving lives at the abortion clinics. They arrested me and other people. We were brought before the judge, and they were going to give us a sentence. But we had the ability to quit. And you know what? I said, I'm quitting because I have an old mother and an old pastor. It was an excuse. I did not want to endure persecution. I did have an old mother and an old pastor. But what would have happened if I said, okay, I will go to jail because it's worth it to save the lives of unborn children? I tell you, we've been raised on bonbons. Me too. We have no idea about persecution. Persecution was the fruit of Christianity when Jesus rose from the dead and gave us the Holy Spirit. I think we have become, well, just like the world. That the Catholic Church does not tell people, you're either on this side of the line or that side of the line. You're either with Jesus or against Jesus. You're either with the light or with the darkness. We need to know, because Christianity goes at the roots of our being. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian. It causes us to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and to endure persecution. Jesus promised persecution. They will kill you and think that by doing so, they're offering worship to God. They will do this because they have known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. Like, how many of us would endure persecution if it came? He said, well, I don't know. I told you many years ago, I was in jail and before the judge, and I left because I did not want to endure the persecution. It would have meant going to jail for a long time. This is real. This is real. I said to the Lord after I did this, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for doing this against you. You know what he said? You'll have another time to do it. You'll have another time to do it. Persecution should come when we preach the cross, because the cross is not a blessed experience. I believe in Pentecost. I believe in Pentecost. But before Pentecost is Good Friday. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, drop dead. My Lord. You know what about a dead person? Let me tell you a little thing about a dead person. A dead person is facing in one direction. Number two, a dead person has no thoughts about tomorrow. A dead person is there allowing people to do what they want to him. We are called to be dead people in the face of this world. Dead to sin, dead to death, dead to darkness, and alive to Jesus. How many of us really deserve the name Christian? If they brought us to the courts, how many of us would be guilty because we were Christians? Or have we been namby-pamby? Have we watered it all down? I tell you, today is Lent. Lent is about the cross. We need to know the power of being crucified with Jesus. I no longer live, not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If you and I were put before the judge for being Christians, would they find enough evidence to convict us?
The world cannot hate you since you are part of it, but it does hate me because I denounce it and testify that its deeds are evil. That was the words of Jesus. You know, when we go out and we speak the truth and we testify that the world's deeds are evil, the systems of the world will come against us. We have a president right now who's testifying, and he's breaking the back of the evil deeds of the world. And we see the retribution. We see all the systems, the courts, the media, everything coming against the plan of God. coming against it, because it is heaven or hell. There is two kingdoms in this world. There is only two places we can go when we die. It is heaven or hell. And you know, love of the world means enmity with God. So we just are called to love God with all our heart, and we speak the truth in love. We speak the truth in love. You see, when we speak the truth in love, we stay in authority. We stay in the authority of Christ. People aren't going to like us testifying to their evil deeds. The world itself, which is a system set up, we know who the prince of this world is, that the devil runs and controls the systems of this world. And when we come with the arrow of truth, when we come with the light of God, we know that there's going to be backlash, but we already have the victory. When you love and fear man, you cannot truly love and fear God. We want to do everything with the intention to glorify Jesus alone. When we have the purity of intention that, you know what, Jesus, I'm going to say the truth for love of you, and I'm going to say it in love. And if someone likes it, that's good. If they don't like it and they come against me, that's okay too, because I know that you're going to work all things together for the good. That I think my life sometimes is so important, and I value it so much, when in reality my life is like a dream. All of ours, it's like a mist. Sometimes we have dreams and they seem like the most realistic, important things, but then we wake up. You know, 60, 70, 80 years in the scope of eternity is like the blink of an eye. We are on this earth for such a short time, but for such a big reason. The day we die, we're not going to be concerned if we live for 80 years, 60 years, 40 years. We're going to be concerned, what do we do for Jesus? What do we do? Did we max out the gift and graces God has given to us? Do we die to ourselves so that we can live for God? You see, boldness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus came so that you would be bold. He came that you would be fully alive. He came so that you would bring others into the love of the Father. He came so that you would die to yourself. You know, when I go out and preach, a lot of people don't like it. But you know what? I preach the truth in love. In the love of God, it supersedes a lot of things. You can go and tell someone the hardest message, but if they see that your heart is rooted in love, it's going to break down walls. It's going to break down barriers, and there is going to be persecution against you. But it's all going to be worth it in the end.
The Lord says, be either hot or cold, and not lukewarm. For if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's what the Word of God says. And I want to tell you, I know that we have got the disease of being lukewarm. Lukewarm. We need to either be on fire or be in the snow. We neither be the cold or hot for the Lord Jesus Christ. No in between. You know, Sunday Catholics. What are Sunday Catholics? Well, they go to church on Sunday. They receive the Holy Eucharist. They hear the Word of God. But are they witnesses for Christ in the workplace? In the workplace? What do people say about us? Are we like everybody else? Or are we different? Not only Catholics, but all the Christian faiths. Are we like everybody else? Or are we different? We are called people to call people to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's our mission, to call people to the cross of Jesus Christ. And that's not an easy message to swallow, because it means drop dead and allow God to live in you. Oh, yes. I remember in the seminary, I did not go to this retreat, but the kids that did go, the seminarians that did go, came back with the message of the priest. And it was something very simple. drop dead. Allow Christ to live in you. Well, they were flabbergasted. They were flabbergasted. They said, well, what is it? Could we have friends? And the priest said, you can have friends only if they lead you closer to Jesus. If not, dump them. Well, the kids were very upset with this. Do my friends always need to lead me close to Jesus? Do I need to lead my friends close to Jesus? If not, dump them. My Lord, they came home from that retreat bewildered. You want to know why? Because the priest that gave that retreat drew a line in the sand. He said, you're either one on one side or another. And they were upset. I did not go to that retreat. I was on another retreat. But I remember hearing the words, and I said, yes, this priest is what we need in the church. Drop dead. Allow God to live in you. Allow Christ to work through you. Allow the Holy Spirit freedom in you. Surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything will be given to you. This was, I don't even remember the priest's name, but he came and he went. And when the young men came back to the seminary, they were bewildered. They were shaken up because he said, either one side of the line or the other. You are called to drop dead and to allow the Holy Spirit to live in you.
And we're in a battle. See, the Satanists laugh at us because they are spiritual and they are attacking us. They are attacking Christianity in every way it can be attacked, through laws, through music, through our food, you know, through every gate, through what we see on TV. Everything the world is programming is against the cross of Christ. And most Catholics, Christians, were lukewarm. We're lukewarm and we're being absolutely run over by the enemy. And we don't even know we are. We're in a battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. And the devil's biggest tactic is to hide so that he doesn't even know he's there. When the devil starts manifesting in someone's life and their dreams and starts revealing himself, say that's good news because the oppression's being broken. Because the whole life, the enemy has had his hand on your life and he's been controlling and moving you in a very secret way because that is his preference, to operate in darkness. When he is scared, then he starts to reveal himself. It's like when, in the image, when the Blessed Mother has her heel on the snake's head. When you step on a serpent's head, its tail begins to flail everywhere. That's what's happened in the world today. You know, what music are you listening to? The body is like the universe. We're 70% water. The music we listen to, it changes the vibrational frequency in our body. The music we listen to, it stores and affects our DNA. You know, these artists, Taylor Swift, all these artists, they're all satanic. They're modern day witches. They're modern day warlocks. When you watch a show where there's hundreds of thousands of kids yelling and screaming about them, they're all worshiping, they're doing outward occult practices in the music videos. They're worshiping the devil. You know, the Beatles, this all common music, they have Satanists pray over their music. They have Satan curse in music. We're not spiritual enough to see what's going on. The music that we take in, it stays within us. It gives us a frequency. It brings sin into our life. This is why we want to fill ourselves with praise and worship. The food we eat, we see they're poisoning the food we eat. You know, they're putting in so many things because we can have a frequency of Christ where we are flowing in the Holy Spirit. We are filled with the sounds of heaven. We are filled with the foods and the order of God. The Holy Spirit becomes flowing through us. We're not low and stagnant. But we got to understand that you're in a war. You're in a war. And it's like, well, today I don't feel like praying. Today I don't want to tell someone about the gospel. Today I don't feel like going to church. I just don't know why. And we're being driven by the flesh. The world is feeding our flesh. Everything in the world is coming against the cross of Christ. And most Christians, we don't even see it. We don't even know it. It's just like, this is just normal living. We don't want to watch the news all day. We can know what's going on. But it's just pumping negativity, bad news. You want to be consumed with heaven in the fire of God. See, what you feed on, that's what you become. What you consume, you are consumed by. So we want to listen to the right things, watch the right things, eat the right thing, so we can be filled with the glory of God. This Lent, watch, change your diet and watch how your spiritual life, watch what happens. Watch what happens to your spiritual life if you begin to protect your eyes, protect your ears, protect what goes into your body. You know, what we take in is so important. It affects everything. So maybe this Lent, change your diet. Maybe this Lent, no more worldly music. Just listen to the praise and worship of God. Maybe this Lent, not hours of news. Watch sermons. Watch people preach. Watch the glory of God and begin to intake God in your eyes, in your mouth, in your ears, in your heart. And then watch, you catch on fire. So many people were lukewarm and we don't even know why. The reason why God wants you to be hot or cold is because if you're hot, you need Jesus. If you're cold, you're in agony and you know you need Jesus. If you're lukewarm and just checking the boxes, you think you're doing it on your own and you're okay.
Be hot or cold, but not lukewarm. For if you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's what it says. And you know what? Let's be real now. We've become lukewarm. You want to know why? If we're hot and we're in the presence of ice, we'll defrost that ice. Something will happen. It has to happen. Because the heat will defrost that ice. And how do they do that? That's done through the witness of the person that's hot. Oh, yes, when's the last time you used your witness? It's your gospel. And it should be added on to every year, every month. When's the last time you shared Christ with the person? A person that was lost. Well, I don't want to lose my friends. Well, they never were your friends if you can't share the gospel with them.
Jesus needs to be your best friend.
Amen. No more namby-pamby stuff.
Namby-pamby.
We need to be soldiers of the cross. We need to be men and women of the cross.
Because the other side is soldiers. The side of darkness, the side of Satan, he doesn't allow lukewarmness. He generates soldiers, and he creates a system that turns the whole world against the cross. And it is only the fire of God that God wants to put on your life that you can start to be broken from the system that you don't even know you're enslaved in, and then break other people out of it. There's only two kingdoms. In the spiritual realm, there's no stagnancy. You belong to Jesus, that part of you, or it belongs to Satan. And it belongs to Satan. And if there's a part of you that doesn't belong to Jesus, or you're not sure, you know, the devil's hand's probably on it.
Scary stuff. Because not many people say these things. What do they say? We're glad you came to church this Sunday. We're so happy to see you. Oh, I'll say that too. But I'll also say, take up your cross and drop dead by the grace of God. Take up your cross and receive the new life of resurrection. Take up your cross and become a new creation. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. How many new creations do we have sitting in our pews? Or do we have pew potatoes? Are we afraid to tell people the truth because we may lose money? Ha-ha! You know what I mean? I don't care if people don't send me money because we're giving a message like this. This message is vital. You're either for him or against him. You're either cold or hot. Lukewarm, he spews you out of his mouth. It's time to make decisions. Now, what do you want to be? Even if you're lukewarm, do you want to be hot for Jesus? Do you want to be hot for the Lord so that you make a difference in the world? Or do you just want to be an anonymous Christian? An anonymous Christian is like being an anonymous pregnant woman. No such thing. No such thing. It's time to make some choices. It's time to make some decisions. It's time to say, Jesus, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. I want to die with you, because if I die with you, I will live with you by the grace of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.